In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I think it's wonderful that it's snowing today, obviously a rare occurrence here in Dallas, because we celebrate Saint Xenia of Petersburg today. And she lived as a homeless wanderer for many, many years after the death of her husband, and she wore no shoes, and she would go out into a field every night and pray until morning. And of course, that field was snowy and cold for many days of the year in that climate. She was a socialite originally. She was married to an army officer named Andrew, handsome, dashing, drank a lot, partied a lot. They did the social scene in Petersburg. And then he died one night. After a night of long drinking, he died somehow, suddenly. So what is she to do? She was 26 or 27 years old. This was in the 1700s. She was born 1730. So here it is, 1755 maybe. And she doesn't know what to do with herself. Well, she probably wasn't a pious person at all. But her grief for her husband was so great that her soul told her she needed to do something extraordinary and very special. And so she went off probably to a monastery. It's unknown, really. For 8 years, she just went away, disappeared. Probably people thought, oh, she must have killed herself, or she ran off to get married or something. And then she came back to Petersburg after 8 years. And she wore the overcoat of her husband. And she refused to answer to any name except Andrew. She wouldn't answer to Xenia. And she worked and labored around the city secretly. There's a story of her carrying bricks up several stories for the building of a church at night. And the workmen would see the bricks all assembled. What they needed to work on that day was already done, because most of the morning they would spend moving bricks. Well, she moved them all night long, and they'd be all present for them. She acted like a fool. She acted like she was what we would call mentally ill or insane, and did foolish things. But people found that over time, they saw that wherever she went, there was a blessing. And people came to her for advice and help. And people who had spiritual eyes to see saw that behind this facade of foolishness, this podvig of being a fool for Christ, was a very holy, humble, pious woman and wise woman. So she had friends around the city, a few, and she would go and eat with them sometimes, and she acted totally normal when she was with them. But then when she was out and about, she acted odd, eccentric, probably crazy. But she was wise and humble, and she worked out her salvation for herself and for her husband. Now, this is the thing that really amazes me about Xenia's life, that she, probably being just a socialite and not really pious at all, probably going to church only on the high occasions, lost her husband. And from that beginning of having no strength, she had such deep devotion and love for her husband that she found it within her to repent actively for him her entire life. I find that to be amazing. How many of us would repent so much for another person? She spent many years, probably 40 years or so, of homelessness, of cold, of labors, of being derided, of having people make fun of her. Probably sometimes people hurt her. And she did that for the sake of her husband. She gave alms of her entire life for the sake of her husband, Andrew. To this day, there's a pious custom of serving a panahita for her husband, Andrew. And I'm quite certain that by her labors, Andrew found salvation, found mercy in the sight of God. This is the example of Xenia that is so brightly shining before us right now. We're all pretty lazy, let's admit it. Well, so was Xenia in the beginning. So that's no excuse for us, that we're lazy. We go to church more than she used to. So what's our excuse to not repent with such fervor as she did? You don't have to take your shoes off and go walking in the snow. You don't have to move up to Minnesota where it's cold. You don't have to wear some old ratty overcoat. But you have to give yourself wholly to God like she did, with great devotion. She really rebukes me in her gentle way. I'm a priest. I have a flock. I have children. I should want their salvation more than anything, enough to pray for them with great fervor through the night. You have people that you love too, that you care about deeply. How much do you sacrifice yourself for them? I think Xenia gives us the answer. Not enough. Now, I don't recommend at all that you decide, okay, I'm going to go off and be a fool for Christ. Because if you try to do that, you'll be a fool, but not for Christ. St. Xenia spent 8 years of formation and then was ready. She reminds me of St. Timothy of Esfigmenu, one of my absolute favorite saints. And one might think that they're not too much related, but I think they very much are. St. Timothy had a wife and two children, two daughters. He was a Christian in the area of Asia Minor that was occupied by the Turks. And his wife was stolen by a Saracen in order to go into the harem and forcefully converted to Islam. Well, the only way to get his wife back would be for him to publicly convert to Islam and then claim his wife basically as his property, because that's all that they really understood was property rights. And so that's what he did. He publicly apostatized and became a Muslim, and then took his wife, and then as soon as he took his wife, he said to her, "Let us repent together, but separately, and you go to a monastery, and I will go to a monastery, and the children will go and be raised by relatives." And so they did. And St. Timothy worked out his salvation in the monastery of Mount Athos, but he couldn't get out of his head that he had apostatized. Now, he had apostatized because of the love of his wife and his daughters. And so most of us would say, well, you know, God will forgive. And his spiritual father said, God will forgive you for this, that you did this with love. And of course, the greatest is love. But St. Timothy couldn't get it out of his mind. So he begged his spiritual father that he could go and make his martyrdom. Of course, martyrdom means witness. So witness that he is no longer, that he is a Christian, that he despises Mohammedism, and they would kill him for that. And his spiritual father put him through some grueling paces for some amount of time. And then he went. And there's this beautiful story, remarkable story to me, that shows the depth of St. Timothy's love and devotion for God, like St. Xenia's love and devotion for God and love for her beloved spouse, Andrew. His spiritual father had said, don't talk to your daughters, not even to say hello. If they come after you, don't say a word, because he was going to pass near to where his daughters lived on his way to the city to make his witness. And he agreed and was skirting the outskirts of the city when his daughters saw him and ran after him. And he ran away, not saying a word. His daughter didn't know why he ran after them or why he ran away from them. Later on, after he made his martyrdom, his daughters were told. That kind of devotion is what we must beg the Lord that we would have. That's the kind of devotion that St. Xenia had too. Outrageous. In the eyes of the world, foolishness. But in God's eyes,
blessed and holy. Is there someone you love? Someone you care about, living or dead? Do you think some things are important in the world? Okay, how much? Like St. Xenia did? To be a fool? To be homeless? To be a wanderer? To pray with great fervor every night? I think we understand the answer to that question. May God forgive us that we're not holy. But the reason why we preserve the lives of the saints is for inspiration and for their help. St. Xenia certainly will help us to become more fervent. And we can start just by saying more prayers for people, by spending more time praying, and by opening our eyes to the needs of the world and not considering ourselves, our needs, very important at all, but other people's needs above all. Then everything will happen. Everything will be fine. I'm positive. My heart tells me that certainly Andrew was saved because of her. So how many people do you care about that you really want to be saved? So let's take from Xenia inspiration and divine help through her holy prayers, that we would become more fervent, that we wouldn't be so lazy, that we would sacrifice ourselves for the sake of others. Amen.